Well, this morning we're going to read from Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 through 9. Joshua. My son-in-law's name is Joshua. It's a good name, right?
Yes.
The Lord is my salvation. That's Joshua. And Jesus is actually the same name. You know, it's a Yahshua, usually called Yahshua, Yahshua. Some people call it Jeshua, but you know, Joshua. Because we have the same name, try to differentiate. Because people tended to be confused between Joshua of old and Jesus of new, but the same name. Okay, Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 through 9. Okay, are you ready? We're going to read it together. Okay, I'm reading from NIV. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I'll give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Okay. All right. Here you have a phrase comes very frequently. What is it? One particular expression coming very frequently in these 9 verses. What comes? That's just the word. Yeah. Be strong and courageous. Repeat it how many times? Trinity is 3 Godhead, right? 3 times. When this repeated 3 times, that means a lot to you guys. Be strong and courageous. Let me ask you a quick question. Joshua right now, is he strong and courageous?
No.
No, how do you know?
Because God has told
him 3
times.
Yeah. Joshua is actually here. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified, he said, right? He's terrified. Do not be discouraged. He's discouraged. And he's not sure even the Lord, his God, is with him wherever he goes. So this is a big problem, you know. Here, Israelites, after wandering for how many years? 40 years in the wilderness. Finally, they are almost at their destination. Real life is waiting for them. Canaan, you know, flowing with what? Milk and honey. You know, this is the thing. You are looking what you're hoping so much. Now, if you cross the Jordan and get the land, make it your reality. Gonna be great life is waiting for you. You make all your hope into reality. But here, this reality isn't going to come for free. Okay? And this is a challenge, folks. Everything God promised you, you know, through the Bible and through your life, even through your dreams, these things do not come for free. That's the sad story, right? Seriously. Anything worthy in your life, anything worthy comes with expensive price tag. You go to department store, okay? Girls especially, you know, well, there are store called what? Start with N. What's the store name is that sells all expensive things?
Nordstrom?
No, Nordstrom is not. No.
Neiman Marcus.
Huh?
Neiman Marcus.
Yeah. What the Neiman Marcus, yes. Go there, you know, little scoot, you look, price tag. Some people just go without looking price tag, right?
Yeah.
3,000. But the quality is there, alright? So, I'm not sure what kind of life you guys are looking forward to, alright? Anything you dream comes with expensive price tag. The key to this price tag is what? Be strong and courageous. There is work to be done. Challenges are there. But the mind attitude is the key to success or failure. Joshua right now is in terrified mode. I don't think this is the, you know, not the truth with you guys either. Everyone, when you are faced with challenges, opportunities actually, you consider them as crisis moment. For Joshua, this is horrible crisis. He has been just a servant of the Moses, okay? How many years? 40 years. Think about it. You don't have to make a decision yourself, okay? All you have to do is serve Moses. Coffee, okay? Milk, alright? You know, it's easy to be servant, seriously. But it is very difficult thing to take your life as your own. Alright? You are still children of someone else's, right? And your daddy and mommy go to work and work so hard like dogs sometimes. You know, feed you and care for you, everything. It's easy in that mode. But if you are there too long, that becomes your habit. You just expect everything. Well, when you go home, food, parent, and a nice room to sleep, computer, everything. All you have to do is buy me, do me, you know. But once you take it on your own, it becomes really tough. The sooner you make decision on your own, the better your life is going to become. So today, I want to challenge you guys to take your life as your own. Take ownership. Try to make your own decision. And as old as possible, that will make your real life when you get older easier, folks. And that's the first crisis. Moses died. Man. Moses was man of God. He made everything happen. When he get to that step and go forward, even the Red Sea parted. All right. Now Joshua feel very, very ill-equipped. Oh man, he's dead. Second crisis is external factors. The goal they have, Canaan, is not just a free land, okay? There are already 9 strong tribes are there, fortified the cities. Let me read the passage from the Numbers. They came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community at the Kadesh in the desert of Paran. There they reported to them and to the whole assembly and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. Yeah. Yeah, wonderful land. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekite live in the Negev, the Hittite, Jebusite, and Amorite live in the hill country, and the Canaanite live near the sea and along the Jordan. You have to fight and take the land on your own. As you know, all these people, and Amalekite, Hittite, Jebusite, Amorite, Canaanite, had better weapons. At this time, they already had swords and javelins made of metals. Most of them bronze, but some of them even iron weapons. What Israelite had? They had nothing. All they had is just sticks. And David had what? Slings. Think about it. The enemies are very strong. People are terrified. And then another crisis is internal factors here. People he's leading are not really good people. You know, Israelites, what they did in the wilderness, why they perished, why they wandered for 40 years. You know that, right? These people were disobedient to their leaders, okay? And they were disoriented. They were not sure where they were going. They kept looking back at what? Egypt. And they were divided the people. You take this kind of armies into the war as a leader. Think about it. Horrible. And now he has to make a decision. He has to lead these people. So we could understand why he is so overwhelmed, right? And you know, it's just a matter of a degree though. Anything, any challenges in your life and my life isn't easy, okay? Now, God knows what's going on in the mind of Joshua. Unless he changes Joshua into someone like Moses, Israelites are gonna perish there. They have no other place to go. Shall they go back to Egypt? No way. They came too far. Shall they go back to wilderness where all the corpses, okay? What is in the wilderness? You know? Snakes. Fiery snakes. Nothing. They can't go back. Now, no matter what, they have to cross the Jordan and conquer the land. So God is giving this word to Joshua. Because unless he changes the leader, if the leader is terrified, you have no win at all. I wonder how your life gonna be, but You know, no matter what you do, there will be opportunity for you guys to become leaders. I always urges my folks to be leaders. Christians must be become the leaders of this world. But being leaders is very difficult. It comes with great responsibility. You saw the movie Spider-Man, right? Somewhere. And great power comes with great responsibility. Do you remember Spider-Man? Yeah. Being leader. Actually, being leader of your own life comes with great responsibility. How to overcome that fear? It is first mind attitude. That's why God is telling Joshua 3 times, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. But it's not easy to be strong and courageous. Okay? How are you going to be? That is the question. Everybody wants to be strong. Okay? You know, my grandkids and even the little one, Paris, will be, I'm Supergirl! Supergirl! Everyone wants to be strong and courageous. Every girl wants to be Supergirl, right? But how? How? That is the question. And people in the world have no answer to this question. How are you going to become Supergirl, alright? You try to jump up from the building, fly? No. Let me tell you, Christian way of becoming Supergirl and Superboy. Okay? And to take responsibility of your own life, to be the leader of the world. First, remember this, know who you are in God. This is the most fundamental thing. Know who we are in God. We have sung the song, how great is our God? How great is our God? He is not just like us, alright? If God is like us, if God is the one we can manipulate, He is no longer God. Our God is Almighty God. Our God is the one who created heaven and earth. Our God is the one who is in control of everything. Control over your life, control over your enemy's life. If God is with us, if God is on our side, there's nothing impossible. You know that television series, Mission Impossible, right? Even movie. But every time you realize that the mission was not impossible. Okay? Always the mission became possible for those who plan for that. And that's why we have a movie. Christians, if you know who you are in God, there's nothing impossible. That's why God says to Joshua here, verse 5, no one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life, because Joshua is strong. No. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. This is a promise God gave Joshua. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's why he could become strong and courageous. Knowing God is with us. Emmanuel. You know, when Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive the authority of power. And that power, because the Holy Spirit is with us when we believe in Jesus. He is with us. The Holy Spirit is God Himself. When we realize that, then you could become strong and courageous. Any challenges you face, any problems you have in your life, and you are struggling, you are terrified. When hurricane comes, you are terrified, no power. Know who you are in God. You know, there are people who know this. And that one guy's name was Peter. You know, Peter. He said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Walk!" Okay. He told this to the lame man sitting where? And the beautiful gate, trying to get back money from the people. He told him, "What I have I give in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Walk!" The guy jumped up. He not only walked, he jumped and danced and praised the Lord. People, heroes of the old, they knew this. That's why we all remember Peter, the man of faith now. Anyone of you who has the same truth, God is with us. The name of Jesus we have. We may have confidence. We may be strong and courageous. But knowing is one thing though, practicing is another. Second, do not settle with what you have now. Okay? Joshua was settled with what he had, that servant of Moses. That was his status. He was content with that. But people who are content with what they have no future, folks. Remember, if you settle with what you have just now, you are not gonna make your future, folks. There's no future. If you have no dream for future, that life is not worth living. Remember this. It may become a bit too strong, but this is what I believe. People without the dream, people without the dream to become someone greater than what they are, that kind of life is not worth living. Moses is dead, but Joshua still didn't change. Still trying to settle with that position he had. He cannot go back. That's why God is telling him, "Moses, my servant, is dead." Okay? That's what he told him first. He's dead. Do not try to contend with what you had before. Now, you got to take responsibility. That position, leadership position for yourself. Take these people to cross the Jordan. Take these rebellious people beyond the Jordan. Did they do? Yes. Joshua took these rebellious people and changed these rebellious people, divided people into mighty unified people, because he became strong and courageous. When the leader becomes strong and courageous, that mindset, that morale is contagious. Then people under your responsibility, will become strong and courageous. Will become strong army. It's not just the weapon what they have. The most important thing is heart. If we have confidence in the Lord who is with you, that will become your real weapon. fighting in the world has nothing to do with flesh and blood, folks. As Ephesians said, right? Spiritual reality is the most important. Third, God is telling Joshua to image the great future now. So here, verse 2 and 4. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give them to the Israelites. I'll give you every place where you set your foot. Just imagine, every place you set your foot, God is telling him to image them. The land before you will become all yours, but what you have to do, you set your feet. To set your feet there, you have to cross the Jordan, take these people and fight. See, people with this image of a future, they take responsibility, they take a risk of a present, no matter how difficult the challenges are, because they know what's ahead of them is such a beautiful picture. They will take that responsibility. I want to see same thing happen with you guys. Right now, you may not feel such challenges, but some of you may feel, those guys who were already graduated college or in college, you know, feel that weird feeling, right? What's ahead of you? The most important thing is, you must be strong and courageous. Even for those guys waiting for new semesters to come, okay? Strength is the key. Be strong and courageous to that challenge. Then second, well, to be that, you have to know who you are in God. Okay? Do not settle with what you have now. Always have desire for greater things God plans for you. And third, image that great future right now. Think about where you're gonna be, what you're gonna become 10 years later or 20 years later, even 40 years later. Image that. Then the strength God will give you, you'll become strong and courageous. Take whatever that land of Canaan or your future, even presidentship of the United States or great scholars or anything you have in your mind, anything God has in store for you will become your reality. Let's pray, folks. Thank you, Lord, for giving us such a wonderful news through your message to Joshua, Lord. Lord, I pray that all your children here will become strong and courageous so that they may be able to take what you plan for them, Lord. I pray all this in your Son, Jesus' precious name. Everybody say, Amen. Amen. Thank you.